Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Well, I mean, probably. I agree with what he said, though. So,
hey, the bay's pretty popping, though.
The bay, we got some hidden jewels, bro.
Now it's driving. It's beautiful.
And you took the 101 up. Oh, look at you, Cal State Monterey Dad.
Oh, you repping?
I'm repping today. Yeah.
Jazz eating, standing up, crunching over there.
Big Ready.
Oh, how many of those? How many colors do you have?
I like that one. San Mateo. But go ahead.
Four or five different colors.
Kind of you hear me, Keon? Kirk? San Mateo. From San Mateo.
Oh, okay.
That sucks.
Okay.
I started doing them for like. You know, the other shirts I have my whole face on them. So I was like, man, people don't want to dedicate my entire.
Nah.
Yeah. So then I started going whatever city. Like, these are for the ones we did in San Diego.
Oh, for the Padres.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I started doing, like, whatever. So I had one for, like, we went to Denver, did the Broncos, did the Ravens.
Where can we get those? I used to do that bullshit until I got stuck with a bunch of gold and
Carolina
blue,
color. North
Carolina. Golden State some, Warrior Proving Shirt.
Because I only did about 5 to 10, like, depending where I went.
You still know, got
I'm featuring. I got
nine,
some.
Nine. Oh, you know. They bought, I only bought, like, 10 or 12, but I was pushing them off slowly but surely. But they weren't the hottest ones that they were getting.
Yeah. BigReady.com. Where's that at?
No. These were just in person. You had to
That's smart to sell them. You gotta come to the show to get a shirt.
Had to see me, baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do that. My next shirt gonna be in person only.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's an exclusive one.
Matter of fact, I think what I'm gonna start doing now that we're talking about it is because every time I wear, you know, I do my own in all the different colors.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, how can I get that one? How can I get it? Like, I wear a gold one. On in Sacramento, a gold hella, they was like, I'll get that one. Uh-huh. So I think what I'm gonna start doing is selling the colors at live shows.
You should.
If you want a different color, come to the show.
Yeah, and the show and it connects like, oh, I bought that in that city. I mean, when I seen Tony doing that, I was like, oh,
yeah, that's what I'm
gonna
do.
Gonna get this show.
You can
at
have
live
color,
shows,
sure. Right? I don't care, hella, and the new one I got coming out.
Yeah,
you can have it in different colors.
And it's cool
live.
Because even if like this is what I saw a lot of people, Shantae, like she was signing a lot of her shirts for people, and I thought that was dope.
I don't be liking this when they ask me to sign my proof. I'd be like, I don't. You want me to?
It's gonna fade,
right?
No, it's a great thing.
They want to save them.
I signed the plastic, but
it's special, bro.
I signed the shirt.
If they ask, I'll do it, but I'll be like,
I got
you
ruining
my
now.
Shirt. Yeah, that means you saying I'm not gonna wear this.
But
which
it's also
fine.
It's a keepsake.
Yeah.
Some people frame them.
You don't have anything signed that you keep?
Nah.
I do.
You don't have nothing signed from somebody?
I got a Jordan jersey.
Signed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gonna wear it.
I don't have anything.
It was one of the Wizards
like
though.
You see ain't got no he don't know no
gonna, it's more rare.
Yeah.
The signature is a good thing. Now it's just a keepsake. Now it's a precious, cherished item. You know what I mean? If my stuff was signed and somebody was wearing it, I'd feel disrespected.
Yeah,
are you gonna put that in a washer?
I had Muhammad Ali gloves. Gave them to Keenan though.
Oh well,
why you do that?
Understandable.
Because I love going to the movies with him and stuff. So I was just like, oh, here, Keen.
You went to the movies with Muhammad Ali?
Mm-hmm. Remember you told us that?
Oh, you did.
Yeah. I'm not gonna be impressed again.
No,
I forgot
the story.
I'm still in shock. It's crazy.
You hear me say, yeah, here, Keen, you can have these signed gloves.
Did he sit still?
Here, thanks for putting our entire family on.
Keep
here's
moving.
Some,
what?
Here's some legendary gloves.
DC.
No, stop.
DC.
Stop.
What?
No.
Did you hear what DC said?
No, carry on.
DC.
Move on.
The same with the movies. DC asked.
No,
did he sit still?
I was talking about Craig.
He asked if Muhammad
Craig,
Ali.
No. Craig said he took his kids, and I said,
still. I didn't say I took my kids.
I said, did your kids sit still in the theater? Because kids have problems.
Mm-hmm. We already know
sit
from the story that Craig was a kid.
I was young.
Oh.
I didn't have kids at the time.
I thought you said mm-hmm. you took, say,
you asked
no.
if Muhammad
Ali.
Muhammad Ali sat still
no,
during the movies?
No, I did not ask that.
What? My man is...
No, I didn't.
This is the one of the most legendary figures.
I did not ask that. I said Craig
of all time.
We got to run it back.
We got to watch the tape. We got to watch the tape.
I'm not going to laugh at that one.
We got to run it back. So
we got to watch the tape.
Two episodes ago, did they make their sounds? Now today,
we got to run that back. Eventually, we will watch the tape and see who I was asking about.
Ask if Muhammad Ali sat still.
No, I thought I was asking
during
about
the
someone
movies.
Else.
This is
you didn't ask what movie we seen.
Was it Tremors? What you guys want?
Oh my god!
No, no, you set me up. You set me up. He set me up, man.
I'm done.
Hey, you're setting me up right now. This is not fair. Anymore. This is not fair.
This is you know over. What?
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
I don't want anyone to see me in this.
Because this interview is getting a little shaky.
I'm done.
So we gotta chill out.
Whoa. What was that?
No, you.
Why my child?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Why are you doing it to my
No. I didn't.
What's wrong with
you? I didn't do anything.
I said this was a friend's dad.
How did we get Keon? Yeah. What do you mean the interview's getting shaky? Man. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying you're no, out of control.
Goodness.
This is crazy.
You guys are wild.
This is insane.
This is wild for me.
This is crazy.
I didn't ask who wrote the movie. Were you going to say Shakespeare?
Oh
my God.
What is happening?
I don't know. I'm done.
What is happening?
I'm not going to be a part of this. I refuse to be a part of this.
Oh, my God.
I refuse to be a part of this. I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm done.
For our listeners out there.
That's the end of the show. We can't go back there.
That's how we're going to start. And we're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
I'm not a part of this. I'm a guest visiting.
5 minutes of it. That's what we did.
You did 5 minutes. No, Muhammad Ali.
No. Who made a joke? I didn't make any jokes.
I didn't make a joke. You guys,
I didn't make any jokes. Well, DC made a joke for sure.
We actually did go see Tremors.
Wow. Wait, for real?
No.
Oh.
I was trying to bail it out.
He's like, absolutely not. Damn. We didn't see that. Legend, though.
Whew.
Duh.
Why? Hi, guys.
I ain't even mad at you for giving the gloves to your uncle, though.
Yeah.
That's the least you could do for putting your whole fucking family on.
Yeah, I was a Tyson.
It's the least you could do.
Put the whole Keenan.
You know what I mean?
Keenan put the whole family
on, bro. That's so dope.
That is dope as hell.
The whole family?
Everybody, bro.
That's the reason I wanted
to. You know, we had to do our part, too.
Well, yeah.
There's been some family that's been put on that they got put off, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who got put off? Which Wayne's there? Which Wayne's don't we know?
We don't speak of them, Jets.
Yeah.
We changed our
last name. I'm sure you watched a whole bunch of episodes of In Living Color with my Uncle Dwayne was in the background. And then
I wouldn't have known.
He kept getting further back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's crazy when I see like Bent on some of those early on and
you Family watch... Matters. He's on
well,
all
that's
kinds
where
of
we
stuff.
Used to hang out after like Sean, that was his little squad. It was all them and they come up there and hang out and Keem be like, all right, we're gonna shoot this sketch.
That's crazy.
Y'all wanna be in it? Let's go.
Who would be in
it? Homeboy Choir.
The homeboy choir, Bentley was beatboxing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, him and Tommy Morgan.
Mm-hmm, and Tommy Morgan, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how, like, no matter what business you in, it's still connections, who you know, networking. And just sometimes you have a friend that's on. You just be around and be
But dog,
on.
The thing about the Waynes, and I'm sure we talked about it, the legacy, when you look at the entire legacy from, like, and this is the umbrella, right? So, like let's say.
Word, legacy.
I mean, let's say, like, they, so, Robert Townsend, Keenan Ivory Wayans, right?
You they birthed. Were youth.
Right.
Growing up.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you have the entire Wayans clan, of course, right? Mm-hmm. We know everybody. Okay. So from that tree comes Bentley Evans, right? He learned directly from Robert and from Keenan.
Yeah.
And then now we go Martin show, we go Jamie Foxx show, we go, like, there's a whole umbrella under those. And we look at when he, like, gave Brisha her start, you know what I mean? I'm like, there's a...
Well, a lot of those guys were...
Devon Orgy.
A lot of those guys were, like, Sean
when did
was...
start on?
Sean was doing
she
stand-up.
Was on Bensley shows.
Mm-hmm. Sean was doing stand-up since 16, so he was out with Adam Sandler, Martin, all those guys
Crazy.
In New York.
Yeah.
So when they're in L.A., it's just like, oh.
It's the homies.
You out here doing it, too. All right, that's what's up. But... people don't realize that's how even our squad is.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Niggas is blowing up. That's what's up. But it's still,
yeah, I don't think people,
that's Chaz, that's,
the legacy is
I
crazy.
Didn't know that until I started doing this, how people come up together. I thought, when you know, you're a kid or you growing up, I thought everybody met in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Mm-mm. that a lot of people, bro, I've been on this dude since before any of us got famous. I didn't know that.
You really see it in Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson. Yeah. And Marlon were friends from way in the beginning.
They
Anthony
went to college,
Anderson
right?
used
yeah.
to Well, Anthony lived in Compton, and he would come to L.A. to do auditions, and he'd just sleep on Marlon's floor. Everybody would sleep
but
in Marlon's
floor. But they met in college, though, right?
Around that Brody time, yeah. That was Howard.
Yeah.
That, he, like, so, shy and all
you
those
just, you just don't, until you get in it, you don't realize that. Right. I thought everybody just became friends later. And then you're like, no, these people, you grind together. Other, yeah. You grow up together.
We
and
wasn't
then,
shit together.
Yeah, and exactly.
Just, yeah.
And then
just
you go, hey, yeah.
Me and somebody Tony takes Baker off. Shared a one bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody takes off and another person takes off. And then you start sharing.
Yeah.
How you do that? Oh, this is how you do. Or yep. Why don't you come with me and dude, yep. Get on with this? And then.
You spawn off.
Yeah. And then that's just how it goes. So you just.
And a lot of people also don't realize, a lot of times you work with people because you're comfortable with them.
Right.
And it's not even like, it's like, oh, I'm going to shoot this movie. I'm comfortable with you. Let's
shit,
go
the,
shoot
the
this
one
shit.
That's dropping. Yasser
oh,
just called.
Yasser reached back. Yeah.
Shout out to Yasser, man.
Yasser Lesser got us all
when
in
it,
the
when
movie.
It dropped?
Yeah.
November?
November.
November 1st, it dropped. That's my first movie.
Mm-hmm. Avion hit me and was like, come do this movie. I was like, right. Let's do it.
Avion
mm-hmm.
was just like, you want to... It should, it'd be just, it'd be that.
That's how it was Martin no. Marfers with nobody, yeah. 50, no, A Haunted House. Martin was like, what y'all doing?
Nobody's ever called
me and Dion. What y'all doing?
And then from that, mm-hmm. I got something.
Yeah.
DC was like, I can't go. You want to come do this show?
Yeah, what was that?
The premiere.
It sure was.
And you said, I can't go to the premiere. I'm going to yeah. send you this show. I said, yeah. Okay. Next thing you know, that's how I met Will Ferrell and Reno Wilson.
That's
and,
crazy.
And what's his name?
Nobody,
my man.
Nobody ever calls me for anything.
Chris Sneed, you're Chris Sneed right now? Man, well, you hear that? You
I called Chris Sneed to come do something.
I hit you for
you
sure.
You never called me to come do nothing.
You ain't never called me to
and
do
you
nothing.
And you had TV shows just going.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just going, oh. Mr. Executive Producer.
And then call Craig once?
Not once.
Never called
me. Hey, don't you do that acting thing?
Craig was working on his network show. Excuse me.
Yeah, y'all in the same writing. Yeah. You could at least been like, hey, Craig, come over here and write at this company.
Something. Craig don't want to downsize to what I'm doing. Craig taking a pay cut.
That's how I be, man.
I do it for Bentley.
Billy Gardell. That's who was there.
He's funny. So Billy Gardell's funny as hell.
Billy Gardell was there. Super funny. I was like, that was the first time I was like, yo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I hit
that
DC
show,
like, yo, thanks for putting me on this show. Did you know they was coming, though?
I think she mentioned it to me.
I was like, yo, I didn't think they was really going
to
show.
Yeah, she did mention it to me, yeah.
Oh,
that was a good show.
I was like,
Will Ferrell. So I remember you said, like, DC, Will Ferrell, them game? Yeah.
Sat right in the front, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Watched the whole show.
It made me feel good. I was like, yeah, Keon.
And Kente had my back, too. Because, you know, like I said, I know Kente from the Bay.
Yeah.
So they was mad that Kente put me up last.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Arana closed it out.
Arana closed it out?
Yeah.
Man, this was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
And so I went up after certain people, and at that time I was only doing comedy like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And so they was like, what the hell are you doing putting him up, blah, blah, blah. And Kente was like, man, I know this dude. Like, he'll deliver. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
so when I delivered, I felt good for you and for Kente.
Yeah.
Because Kente was like, I told you.
Yeah, and that then, pressure be on. When somebody say you somewhere, that pressure be on.
And then Will Ferrell was like, you are hilarious. I was like, like, bro, I almost lost my shit. It was like, because they waited in line. They waited in the line. You know, after the show, you stand in line.
Where was the show?
By.
It was in Hollywood.
It was
right?
at a church.
Oh.
They waited in line, like, with everybody else to come. And then they passed up all the comments, and they was like, yo, you are hilarious. And I was like,
oh, wow.
I'm sorry, guys.
They waited to tell you that.
I just had to be an asshole to Chaz. He separated all his
Craig
stuff,
just fingered
and I just
my food.
Touched it all.
Oh.
You just fingered it.
He said, I'm still going to eat it.
Did you smell your fingers after?
No.
Chaz's.
Okay. Chaz's? Why would you know that?
It's been there before.
Smells like Chaz's nuts.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Chaz or Craig or Cotty to get on like major productions. I'd be like, I'm not auditioning. Give me a goddamn part.
Everybody audition.
Give me
just formalities.
Well, no, just the thing is,
if you make me audition, I'm gonna walk in and be like sexual harassment. Someone sexually harassed me on this set.
I would you got the part. Nice audition.
I would want you to audition because if I'm bringing you to a network, I want them to keep you
for other projects.
Register for
fuck all that.
No, I want
other
that.
Projects.
I want that I role that. Where y'all got.
No, you gonna get it, but I want them to still see you.
No, that's
so
fair.
They'll be like, oh, I want him on this and this and this and this, rather than oh, that's.
But
Yasser
just
I'll
I mean,
deliver.
Shout out to Yasser, man. DC's like, nah,
I'll deliver.
Yasser hit us all up and was like,
I don't
yo,
do
y'all want to do this?
I don't take. I don't do. I only. I'm good during the test. Put me in the game.
Auditions are awkward. Yeah.
They are. They're so weird.
Practice.
I hate auditions.
Auditions are so awkward.
I hate them.
I love them.
I hate them.
I love them.
Watching the train wreck.
What I hated was when I used to go on auditions and I didn't get the part, but then I'd see all the extra shit I did in the audition in the movie. And I'd be like, oh, shit.
Niggas, it looked kind of like my shit.
Yeah. Well, I was weird with my auditions. I used to change the script and hand them who I was auditioning.
This is what we're reading.
I changed this. All right, so this is you right here.
Hilarious. All Craig right. is acting up. Doing the most. Wait, is that the bowling movie? Yeah, the bowling movie. So it's with Susan Sarandon.
It's Susan Sarandon, Paul Reiser. Shamar, what's his name? The little guy,
the
from
dude
Get
from
Down.
Get Down, yeah.
Oh, I forgot his name.
Shamar Moore.
No.
His name's Shamar.
He was in the Get Down, and he was in something else big
Dungeons
too.
He was cool as hell.
Spider-Verse. Yeah, he does the voice for the black kid in
okay. One of my scenes, I think, was with him.
Yeah, I had a scene with him.
Yeah,
because I'm in Earthquakes. Well,
Fake Will Smith. Yeah, he played in the Get Down. Will Smith.
Or what was that movie? What was his introduction to his movie? Remember when they were riding bikes? Dope.
Dope. Yep.
Yeah. Dope. Shameik.
Oh,
yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
Oh, the brown skin.
Oh, that's the light skin dude.
I thought you meant the light skin dude.
No, not him. So okay. He's in it, and then Earthquake is in it, and then a bunch of comedians. There's a hell of comedians.
Yeah, Yasser really looked out.
He did. Yeah. He hella looked out. I was like, bro, I appreciate it. And I ain't talked to Yasser in a minute. Yeah. He was like, yo, y'all. And I'm like, yes.
I had a trailer. I just, okay, yeah, sir.
Bro,
he was impressed by you. He's like, I had a
I'm
trailer.
I'm impressed by little stuff.
Yeah,
I got a
too.
Trailer. Yeah, sir.
I was like, well, I don't have to bring my own wardrobe?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Nobody called me, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
Chaz,
you quit stand up, man.
Yeah, this is when you weren't doing it.
This is when you quit stand up.
Yeah, this is when you weren't doing it.
He was calling comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Is that what happened when
you know
I quit?
What I'm saying? He was calling comedians. He was just like, hey.
This is when I was booking people instead, putting them on. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Did you put on Yasser?
What's dope about that movie, though, is Yasser and his brother are the ones who, like, I think wrote it.
He wrote and produced it?
Rail Battle. Did he help write it, or did he? Or he was supposed to be the star? Or,
I don't know, but I
forgot what Royal's involvement was. He was still in it.
Yeah, he's still in
but
it.
But I forgot if he helped write it or if he helped.
I know him and his brother.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, this is
shout
cool.
Out to Rail.
Yeah,
shout out to Rail Battle.
Yeah.
Rail be doing his thing, man.
Rail's great.
Yeah, Rail be doing
I didn't
his
know
thing.
He could act as good as he does.
Oh, Rail solid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just thought he just did stand up. Well, I knew he wrote. Because back in the day,
what the funny,
he always
he was good that. In Superior Donuts. He was my favorite character. Yeah.
I was telling somebody the other day, I watched them create Roast Battle.
Yeah.
They created it down at What the Funny. I watched them build it down there and then put it to the Comedy Store. They'd be like, you coming? We're going to do the roast thing. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to come check
was
it
Robert
out.
Was Robert Love on that too?
Robert Love was helping them write.
Yeah,
or on that room helping them write the stuff.
And then they came in.
We had a lot of squads come up from Took What the Funny.
Yeah, but he got his money.
Issa Rae was up there.
Heck of people came to What the Funny. Issa Rae, I think. Little Quinta maybe popped through in there.
Yeah.
I was pulling
Todrick
for What the
Hall.
Funny. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Todrick Hall. Simone.
What's his name?
Simone did the
New
Drunken
York.
Love.
Yeah, what's Simone. The one that did Salsa Con Fuego of?
Salsa Con Fuego?
In the Bronx.
Rob Stapleton?
Rob. He was in there.
He came to What the Funny?
Yeah, he brought his sketches to What the Funny.
Okay, yeah.
It was hilarious.
What's happening? Today's episode is sponsored by Aura. Aura is an online protection company that help you save your data. Anything that gets breaches or goes, hey, we see them. It's pretty much, they snitch on anybody trying to hack your stuff, which is great. So that's when you need a good snitch right there. Somebody trying to steal your stuff. Over 2.9 billion records have been stolen from National Public Data, which offers personal information to employees, private investigators, staffing agencies, and others doing background checks. Not only that, the stolen records include a person's full name, address, date of birth, social security number, and phone number, along with alternate names and birth date. And every member of the hacker group have reportedly released this information for free online. That's right. Your stuff is floating out there. Who you know, what you did back in seventh grade that you want to tell nobody. Oh, the information is out there, baby. Unless you have Aura. It's the only way to protect yourself. I've said this before on here that somebody legit had a house in my name in Mississippi. I can find the address right now because Aura was like, hey, man, you know these people? And I said, I don't know, but they keep paying the mortgage on time. So let that ride out a little bit. I'm going to go use their mortgage to get me a mortgage. And I'll pull out a second mortgage on them. Anyways, hold up on this one, guys. Don't rat them out yet. You weren't taking precautions with your personal information online before, then you should. This would be a huge wake-up call. You got to protect yourself online, man. You've never been more vulnerable than you are online, especially with all the apps, especially when you say something like, hey, man, I'm thinking about having fish today, and then the whole fish restaurant comes up all of a sudden online. Somebody's out there listening. But I'm not worried because I use Aura. Aura alerts me if they find my phone number, email, social security number on the dark web. They're going to let me know fast if anyone tries to use the information to access my credit or bank accounts, which is... you ever woke up and your bank account is empty? One time I had somebody to try to steal... I was very poor at the time. They tried to steal a bunch of money from the dollar store, but I didn't have any money. So they got a whole six items before I ran out of money. They also give you up to $5 million identity theft insurance for the worst case scenarios happen. That's a lot of bread for some protection right there. They also provide a bunch of other features to keep you safe online, all inside the one app. So you can go right now to Aura.com/issues for a 14-day free trial. That's enough time for Aura to find out if any of your personal data is exposed. I told you guys, I did it, and I found out immediately who had my stuff. That is Aura.com/issues for a 14-day free trial. I highly recommend it. Do it now because not only is National Public Data not going to do anything to help you, they probably aren't even going to face any repercussions for the leak. That's crazy to hear. That's crazy to hear. You got to protect yourself out here. I don't mind leaving my family and myself at risk. Neither should you, man. So get Aura right now. Aura.com/issues. Issues for a 14-day free trial. Do it for yourself, for your family, for everybody that you know, your ancestors looking down who fought for you to have this protection. Do it now.
Yeah, what the funny? I remember all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I remember Rob say, "Are you telling me?"
This shit was so funny. I've been in his room before, though.
I never did.
I didn't get up. I just went because what's his name was there.
Yeah, every time they go, I'd be working something else.
What?
Salsa Kung Fu. Oh,
do salsa I went because what's his name was there. And he's in. He goes on tour with him. Puerto Rican.
Corey?
No. He's on the road with Rob and him. The King, New York Kings of Comedy.
Mark Vieira.
Mark Vieira.
Yeah.
Mark was there and told me to pull up, so I pulled up.
Mark Vieira. Mark. Shout out to Mark Vieira.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
That's a room that everybody needs to do. It's
why?
It's a big room, but they really hold you accountable,
man.
Because
I'm telling you, they don't be giving a fuck if you bumming, bro.
They be trying to holler at bitches while you on stage doing your shit.
They don't care.
Yeah,
but it was
cool. Sorry,
though.
Women.
I ain't about to do all that.
Yeah, I'm being to a point where I don't want
to. I'm not about to do it. I'm about to fight the audience.
I don't want
to
fight the audience.
I'm not doing all that.
I paid my dues enough to
they serving jerk chicken while you on stage.
Well, I'll be like, give me one of them.
But wait, did I get up?
I'm not doing all that.
But I heard when it's hot, it's hot.
I might have got up, actually.
Salsa Conflict? Yeah, I've never done it.
Bro, if you got to go there and fight through the audience to get your jokes, I'm just like, I'm not doing this, dude. We are just...
I can't remember.
Find me the other rooms where people are just coming to watch the jokes.
You just be in your head. We are an adult. Why do we have to tell y'all to be quiet now?
I'm not doing all that. Y'all don't want these jokes? All right. Walk off. Nah. I was bombing one time, and I just started doing karaoke.
Just what?
In the middle of it.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? This ain't going well. My little sunshine.
You just did that?
No, I can't remember what song I did, but I remember everybody started singing. I was like, well, I'm not doing this.
That's hilarious.
This is not going well. And we
bro,
all
I watched The Bomb recently. That was so funny, bro. Because when you watch somebody do the steps of The Bomb.
Oh, you can see
it's
the build-up?
It's just funny.
You can see it.
Like, one, he started off, I think it was his fault because you know how, and I learned this later in my stand-up journey. So this is a little gem for people. You have to address the elephants in the room, mm-hmm. like your appearance, your look. And if you're talking about certain things, you have to say, I know I ain't. You know what I mean? Like, that stuff needs to be said.
You
if you're
going
to
yeah.
be talking reckless and they looking at you like, my nigga. You know what I mean?
You are that.
Yeah. So he didn't address that. So he talking about, man, when women blah, blah. And it, bruh is. And so the whole crowd like, so they it's a disconnect out the gate.
Right.
And then the joke was mid, right? So then he goes... He goes, all right. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's always one word.
Here we go. Yeah. So he goes to the next one. And the next one do well. He goes, but anyways. And I was like, oh, segways getting choppy. And then he do another one. It don't hit. And he goes, hey, man, give it up for black women.
Oh,
I said,
oh
bomb.
It's the three steps.
And I knew it was a bomb. And he knew it was a bomb because when he got off, he didn't stay.
Oh, you got to get the hell
he
out.
He didn't stay.
Bro,
he stuck
leave,
around.
Bro.
He was out of there, man.
You got to leave.
And I felt kind of bad for him because before the show, he was excited. Like, oh, man, you know, I watch y'all. Yada, 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 yada.
Bomb.
That's one thing I loved about Fu. He bomb and then still hang out.
Fu's a bold soul. I bomb. I be
like, yeah, so what else?
Bomb. But I saw it coming. And it started from the beginning. You got to address.
How much time did he do?
Not long.
Ooh. I mean, was he doing like the first impression?
Was
he doing
like, the grad? It was three, 4 minutes, man.
When I bomb, I leave so fast and I'll be somewhere else so fast, y'all wouldn't even know I was at the show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll be like, you look on Instagram and be like, he had the Laugh Factory when he was supposed to be at the Comedy Store. How did he get
you're,
there?
You're already a sneaky leaver.
I'm already gone.
You're already, a sneaky leaver.
He had Taco Bell at the same time he bummed.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way he was there. I'm going to make you think, I wasn't there that night.
He seemed like a pre-bomb pick just in case he posted at that time the bomb happened.
Just never know.
But when it was just because he classically bombed. It was just, whoo, what he did all the, all he didn't do was move the mic. That's the only thing he didn't do.
Did he walk straight out the club?
Nah, he stood on the side for a minute, but didn't say nothing.
Were you hosting?
Yeah.
Did you go, all right, man?
Nah. Or you just stood off to the side with that look?
Yeah.
Watch your next person?
Yeah.
Like we having a good
time. That's the slow fade.
No, this is what they do, though. And I understand what they're doing is the reason why they don't leave right away, they're seeing if the next person bombed to see if it was just me. That's the new. I've been there. I've been there. We're like, was it just me?
Yeah.
And you see the next person do fine. You're like, yep. And that's when I'm out. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, it was me. It was
bullshit crowd.
But if you watch everybody else take a soft L, you're like, oh, okay, it's cool. The crowd. It ain't.
You gonna sit amongst
me.
The people. It's tough tonight, huh, guys?
The audience is kind of cold.
Yeah.
The host ain't really.
But yeah, he ate it. And then what'd be funny when I be hosting is when people walk in. You know, the other comics getting ready for the late show. Or whatever.
Yeah.
They'd be like, they weird tonight. I'd be like, nah, somebody just bombed. That's why the energy feel. You know, you feel that energy. Like, what's wrong with the crowd? I'd be like, somebody just bombed.
It's
I gotta go back here and pick them back up.
Gotta go do the work.
It's a residue.
I got it. That's why, like Ron and them be like, I like when you hosting because you do all that dirty work already. So we get up, it's just already ready to go.
Yeah.
But I'd be having to get up, clean up the bombs.
Is there such thing as a bad crowd?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
It's not the comics fault.
Nah, there's been completely bad shows from like people you know everybody don't line up funny and they just ass. Mm-hmm. They just mad.
Sometimes
they
just
else.
Don't have that energy, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a quote unquote bad crowd, but you're just like, what is happening here?
Yeah. Why is it weird?
I said it in, where was we at? And,
just now in Tacoma.
In Tacoma on stage, I got to a point in my set. I was like, I don't like y'all.
He will.
I'll say that. And if you're not following like the core and the girl, this white lady was right next to me. She's like, that was mean. I was like, I don't give a fuck. And she brought it back. Like the crowd laughed. I was like, see, y'all good. But I needed to say what I really felt to get back.
Sometimes
on,
you gotta call them out on their shit though. Yeah. They don't
DC
know they being
be
weird.
Like, y'all mid tonight.
Y'all mid.
Sometimes you gotta come. I'll be like, I'll stop and be like, what happened?
Especially when you bring in the energy, bro. Yeah. You're like, I know I'm doing my part.
Right. I mean, what happened? What y'all mad about? What y'all got going on?
I'll also see DC. I'll be like, yo, you crushed this now. You dude, you was out there eating. He's like, nah. Fuck him.
Yeah,
like,
I do that. Yeah.
You know, I'm good for that. Them niggas are telling me we'll be at Flappers. I'll get off like, fuck. They be like, what are you talking about? And I'll be like, man, it's trash.
I'll tell them, yo, you was out there eating.
It'd be like, it'd be something little. It'd be something little they do or something.
Part I forgot.
They had a white T-shirt. Them.
I'm mad, bro.
He's looking at me funny.
Yeah, if I don't crush like I want to crush, I'll be like, fuck that shit, bro. She was trash.
Because we know them sets where it's a full, landing, where you stick that dismount, where you walk off, you be like, damn, this feels weird. Yeah, like
I'm good at this.
Because we chase, that's what we be chasing. That's why people like, that's why we still doing comedy.
It's like
we
heroin.
Felt that before, yeah.
you're trying to chase.
It's a high.
You're always chasing that dragon every time.
You hang out the night, be better at the end of the night. You all in front of the club.
I'll be having a different energy when I come home. Mm-hmm. Cody, how your set go? I'll be like, drop him.
Yeah.
Like, when my set be hot, I'll be like, yo, if my set be mid, I'll be like, man, fuck that, man.
Damn,
I gotta get it different.
Fuck with your sex life? You come home like, get off me, man.
I mean, it's still happening, but
yeah, we're gonna do it.
Different energy.
Get back over here, get off me, get back.
It's just you always chasing that because when you have them ones where you just pop, 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 you
everything's
get off,
hitting.
Like, yeah.
Everything's hitting when you can't say anything wrong.
You and the best people when you know, like sometimes I can't even count them when you walk out there, be like, how y'all doing? They're like, whoa! You're like, oh, this. I'm about to crush this, and it ain't even me. Y'all about to laugh at everything, and I didn't even do nothing.
No, he had a fucked up intro this last time.
Oh, they were doing something crazy there. They were doing a stock intro. Like, it was a recorded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give it up for DC Irvin.
No, it didn't even say that.
Oh.
That's what the person
didn't even say my name. Said, your host.
I'm name
the,
here.
The crowd was looking around. I was looking around. I ain't going out. I ain't going out there.
Yeah.
Until they get this shit right, I say, "Hey, Craig, go tell the sound guy
do that shit again."
Yeah, do it again.
You're up for your host.
Yeah, it's a host.
Host who?
I was like,
then that's when you come out to the muffled claps
because mm-hmm.
they don't know what's going on.
The crowd was looking like, "Where are you at?" I was like, "I'm looking for him too."
Definitely, energy got to be right.
Yeah,
on the brand
energy got to be decent. Lisa, give me a chance at a good start
because yeah. you got to appreciate the dudes who be like, you know, the over the PA, like, "All right, we're gonna start the show. Okay, if anybody's your car's gonna get towed," they're trying to make little jokes in here and there. You appreciate the little stuff. The crowd's like,
"Keep your table talk to a minimum. Mm-hmm. Put your phones away. Let's have a good time." "No, that ain't good enough. Let's have a good time." Like, yeah, get them up, man.
But this dude, he took on a lot of jobs. He was doing everything. No, he was cooking. He was
a
door dude. He was doing
Jamaican.
And I was like, "Right now, I need you to be."
The guy, my man's on a fryer. Give it up for him.
he was.
Sometimes they overdo it though. We were somewhere. This one dude was talking about Marlon. This was before the whole show started. Like he took my job. He was like, "We got Marlon Wayans in the house. You guys know him from White Chicks. Mm-hmm. You know him from In Living Color. Yeah. You know him from..." It sounded like real wrestling, like wrestling shit. "You know him.
You're not
from
supposed
this.
To do that early though. You're supposed to do it on the build up." Yeah. So you walk up to the thunder.
"And now this guy."
Yeah. And,
who you
but before
don't
that.
Know. Yeah.
Give it up.
It was crazy.
I thought you was gonna talk about the dude when we entered the green room. The first thing he said was, "Hey, how you doing? My mama died."
Oh, man. Like, oh
damn.
Man.
Wow.
We about to do it. It's a show going on. He kept going all the way up until Marlon got on stage.
Some people don't read the room very well, just in life, I noticed. Like, cause that's nothing. That's no kind of combo that you want to give to someone that's about to go attempt to make people laugh in the first place. You can build up, you know, because a lot of people when Marlon was on his last special, he talked about his mama dying, so people automatically think that's how they're going to connect to him.
Okay.
That's their intro.
That's their intro. And he walked in. "My mama died," and we just
say hi first.
Yeah.
"What's your name again?"
Yeah.
Damn.
"Say hello."
"My mama died out the gate."
My mama. It was very. That's I swear. That's my mama dies. First thing he said to Marlon.
Oh, he continued on.
Oh, he stayed.
We left
that's
the room.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all left Marlon hanging?
Marlon's being nice. Yeah. Like,
y'all left Marlon in there?
Bro, I wouldn't listen to that shit. I couldn't.
Wait a second.
All of us didn't have to be
y'all
subject.
Y'all trying to get him up out of there?
Yeah.
I thought he was. Who was he?
Y'all could have came back in, Marlon. You got to call. You got to take.
But he wasn't even security.
He thought it was security. I just.
Y'all ain't trying to be like, "Hey, man, Marlon, let's get Marlon in
I had to get
minutes.
On stage. I ain't want that juice to rub off on me.
Craig, why'd you feel like, "Hey, man,
the dead mama."
I thought he worked at the club.
So why'd you get him up out of here?
Acted like he was familiar with the dude. He's like, "Oh, word, damn, your mama died. Ooh. Man, go miss them grits."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh, okay, he knows."
And stayed in the room and just talked.
Damn.
Just talked the whole time. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I probably made that dude's life, though. He probably, you know.
He
probably,
wasn't in the room the next
that's,
couple
yeah,
days.
That's, yeah, that's
but
fine.
I'm saying, he probably needed that.
But that's fine. But just put some lube it up, you know. Put some Vaseline
man,
on it. Don't
today was a good day.
Yeah, to come in right out the gate.
Out the gate.
That's a lot.
And we ain't seen you in 2 years.
That's a lot.
Out the gate. Mama died.
See, I thought they knew that.
Like, "Hey, what's up,
this is my first year.
Man, I felt
on the
what you was going through, man. You know, but like, lead up.
Yeah, yeah. My mama died.
You ever have an argument before you had to perform?
Absolutely.
I've done it. I think I've done anything under the sun.
With each other or?
No.
Oh, no.
But like.
With someone, anybody. With,
yeah.
Like, oh, spouse, no, go ahead and say it, man. Your spouse.
When
someone, go ahead and say it. Yeah, you actually comes pissed me off before I got on stage.
When
before.
Someone comes in the car.
Goddamn right.
I said, my energy is terrible. I got to change all this.
I've literally been Keon Pulley. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man.
How y'all doing?
That was me
we
day.
Sense the energy when we get in the car of whoever, and it just becomes jokes right away.
Oh, yeah.
It's
that's
never
that's
like,
the good thing is that I go like, well, at least I know I can change my energy because I find it funny. But I was tense, and I was like, I gotta go.
I've been on the phone, heard my name, I gotta go. I'm all
we'll
talk
about
stuff.
The shit later. Hey, guys!
Yeah, but the cold part is because the way I'm wired, by the time I get off stage, I ain't mad no more. I didn't have fun. Like, I'm not. I can't jump back in. I can't sustain anger.
All right, y'all take care.
It's
an auto switch
thing, like, where you know you shed everything off.
It becomes work, but like it's like game face time.
I can't sustain. It's a lot of work for me to stay mad.
It is a lot of work.
I can't do it. I just tap out. I'm like, I'm burnt out. I'll just do something else that I like.
it takes energy to stay
it
mad.
It takes hella energy, and I'd be like, man, I'm tired.
Marlon will also get on stage, and if he just had an argument, that's going to be the first 20 minutes.
I feel that, too.
And it's like, okay. Damn.
That's how my birthday joke came, the one at Chocolate Sundays. I've only done that joke one time. And it was me venting. And they put it out. And people were like, this is hilarious. I was pissed. It's my birthday. The bowling birthday.
You was really mad.
Hell yeah.
Why were you mad that day again?
Because she went out the night before.
Oh, yeah.
And threw up in the car. It was sick. That, bro. Yeah. So, bro, I had chocolate that night.
Yeah.
And I got upstairs, and they was like, it's his birthday. They was like, no, let me tell y'all what the fuck. And I'm telling the joke, but people dying. I'm mad.
I remember that.
Bro. I'm like, so
that's what makes it funnier.
And
he's really mad.
Lonnie was like, can we put that out? I was like, yeah, I ain't doing
that
again.
It was
like,
a real vulnerable.
That's how I felt. And that was the whole set.
And you've never about done that joke again?
I did it maybe two more times after that, but it didn't hit the same because I didn't have the same feeling behind it.
Oh.
And they had already put it out. So I was just like, leave it. Like, you could tell I'm mad in it because I don't cuss that much on stage. And I was cousin in it because I'm like, and then this motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. But it had a happy ending, so everybody was fine. But I was like, no, that's real. And then Ron got up after that because Ron was at the party.
Yeah.
Ron was like, oh, y'all should have seen. So Ron tagged. He was like, Keon was bowling hard and shit. Like, he was doing so. It just...
Keon was killing in bowling that day. I was like,
so mad.
I was like that was pretty was a good at bowling. Party,
that one? Bro,
that was a surprise joint, yeah.
And so, yeah, if you go on YouTube and you look up, I think, wife ruined birthday or something like that. That happened that day. That was in real time. And that really happened. And
I remember it was a good time.
The birthday was great.
Fun.
Birthday was great.
We all didn't have fun.
Birthday was great. Y'all wasn't cleaning out a car full of vomit earlier. That was real. That was real shit.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But you know, like we said, we have the ability to make.
To shed it off.
Cotty said that's her favorite part about watching me perform is watching stuff she know happen in the house or with the kids or whatever. And she was like watching you tell it to people, and watching you add stuff and make jokes and blah. She was like, it's really cool for me to watch you take even our bad stuff and make it really funny.
Don't flatter me. I'm pissed.
She saw me do it at Flappers. She did something, and she was like, you turning that thing into a whole thing. And she was like, it's funny. Because at the time, it wasn't funny. I'm like, no, everything
but
be funny.
You going through it's funny.
Yeah, everything's funny. You just got to
wait.
Hindsight
be hilarious.
Yeah, it'd be so funny. You think all the things you did and all the... That the thing I was most mad about during the birthday thing was that she apologized. That was the joke. I was pissed that she took accountability because I had a speech ready.
Yeah.
She didn't let me get my speech off because she came in early, like, before you say anything, I'm sorry. I was like, bitch! Like, I was going
to
cut you out.
You got to crumple up your note.
So I was ready to go. Like, I'm building myself up in the shower. You know what I'm saying? I'm pumped up. And she apologized. Like, who told you to be grown? Who told you to act? You want to be an adult today?
Did you still say anything?
Nah, because I was just like.
That deflates everything.
She apologized. She took it all. And I was like, this nigga, man. Well, you want to be grown today. All the other times you want to fight me. And today you want to be grown. Because she didn't want to ruin the birthday party. Mm-hmm. So she just took it. And I was like.
Keon was mad irritated when he walked in.
He was very excited.
He was like, hey,
we was like, surprise.
It was the most. Hey,
I was like,
it was the most casual.
Hey, so many things happened that night, that day, bro. I was just like, yo,
Ken was like, oh, what's.
I was like, what the hell y'all doing here?
He was like, huh? He started looking. He had this look like, why
y'all doing it?
Surprise!
And then I look at her. Oh, so that's why you ain't really sorry. You just want to make
bring the argument
up.
Back.
Yeah.
He was mid-argument when he walked in. Surprise! And another thing!
Yeah, y'all go watch it on YouTube. That's how I really felt. That's really happened.
That's funny.
That's what really happened. Couldn't do it again, though. Couldn't recapture that feeling.
It's so important, too. Like, when you have that emotion in those jokes, though, bro, like, if you can put yourself back in there, it makes a ton of difference, bro. That's why them angry comics like Bill Burr be killing.
It'd be so funny because you know he meant that shit.
You know he meant it.
And even if he's telling that as a joke now, you know at the time it happened, he was really like, and then you did, it's just like what the fuck.
Yeah, he meant all that.
Yeah, you'd be really like, nah, hell nah, because it's your observations and your feelings.
That was my friend about Richard Pryor. I was like, whenever he was mad or he knew this bitch, you'd be like, oh, he meant all.
Anger controlled on stage comes out hilarious.
So funny.
It's so funny.
Yeah, because there's a difference when you're like, oh, this dude, he's still really
mad. Yeah, he's still mad. But when it's controlled.
When it's controlled and you just understand the frustration.
And it's targeted in the right spot.
Funny. Yeah, like, so funny. Anything that's real and you understand like where this come from is really, it's funny. No matter how dark, Jamar Neighborson said some shit before.
For sure.
That is just messed up. But I'm like, it's funny.
It's funny.
Like, it's just, it's funny,
I love his randomness.
Just like, he didn't make me laugh at some terrible things.
Oh, horrible. Yeah.
I'm like, you thought about, how'd you think about that? Some stuff. I'm like,
I don't know.
What was you thinking?
It's really what happened. It's really what happened, man.
I'm so excited because football's back, baby. CTE, but I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I know I had a couple concussions back in the day. I'm well aware. But that's neither here nor there. You know what here error is in there? Or however you say it, that's a CTE acting up. It's all about Prize Picks. This is what we're doing because the game is happening right now and it's right in your own phone, man. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. I am one of 5 million. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, unlike other apps. Prize Picks is just you against the numbers. That is it. You don't have to get a bunch of people together and have these wild draft days and you guys are doing 40 times to see who goes first and you have to get a stupid tattoo when you last in your league. It's just you against the numbers, man. All you do is pick more or less 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money as quick as 15 minutes. You know how long you'd be waiting for people to pay you back? Prize Picks is getting you in 15 minutes, man. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if your one of picks doesn't hit. That's cool. I can't wait for this, man. I've done this a ton of times. I do nothing but watch preseason. I watch stats. I know what's happening, what's going on, and it's so easy. You hop on there, you see all the projections, and you just go ahead and use your mental. You use your mental brain to make the best one. You against the picks. You against the numbers, man. So all you got to do is watch half a game at the most, and you're more likely to win. Now, matter of fact, when you download the Prize Picks apps today, use the code ISSUES, you get $50 instantly when you play for just $5. Did y'all hear what I said? Let me say it again. Okay. When you use the code ISSUES on Prize Picks, you get $50 instantly when you play just $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed. You don't even need to win. It's guaranteed. You need to do Prize Picks, man. Prize Picks run your game today. Let me go in here right now, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Jamar Neighbors.
Jamar Neighbors.
New father,
had, just had a baby.
Yeah, oh, that
for real? We get him on daddy
issues. Yeah, we get him on daddy. Well, he in Austin now, though.
Hey, he moved to Austin, yeah. He come back, though. We got him next time he's around.
Cut the mohawk off. I guess that's the first dad thing.
I don't think it was on like that.
Yeah, it was just. Like, I mean, what was on?
It was fake.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fake?
Real. Mohawk. Yeah, Jamar never had
mohawk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all hilarious. I didn't know that.
Y'all thought that was y'all,
he glued it on every day?
That was
it's
blue.
A wig. He'll put it back on and take it off. He'll put it on sometimes.
Y'all hilarious. See him every day.
Jamar, I never saw him.
Jamar is bald dude.
I know
bald,
that. Yeah.
But he had a mohawk at one point. I thought, oh, he grew
I didn't
a
know he was taking that off. That's hilarious.
That's what's great about it. He can just slap it on for certain things and take it off.
That's his case. So funny, bro. I hadn't seen him in so long. I thought he grew his hair out.
That's
his
what I did.
He was rocking that before he left.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It became important. I think it may have started when doing the wave, doing the roast battle.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, mohawk. Man.
Y'all thought he grew that out?
I thought he had one for
he wanted him. He wanted them hood athletic people, too. Just naturally strong. Backflips for no reason. And
backflip straight standing.
When I saw him do a talking, he didn't take no running leap.
Nah.
He didn't take a step backwards. Jamar was standing talking randomly in Tim's and did a backflip.
In San Diego.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible, bro.
Yeah. Off 2 feet.
Abs up, body ripped up. Yeah.
And he, dog, whoa, was just talking. He was like, yeah, man, anyways, I went to the.
It's proof, nigga.
He ripped.
Jamar ripped.
Shredded.
Now he's actually been working out.
Yeah, now he works out. Like, he lifts. Like, lifts. Oh, he's, okay, like, big, yeah. Before, he was naturally
time up in Austin. Hood,
strong.
Yeah, when he was in Austin, he came and did a guest spot.
But also, man, when you see them cats who are like naturally, like any dude you would see in the hood, he'd be growing up and he'd do like 18 backflips and stuff like that. You'd be like, hey, where you learn all this from? On a mattress? On a dirty mattress somewhere?
I knew this one dude, David Long. He's just run up walls and do flips and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Like that.
Ninjas.
She's like, all right. I'll be thinking about that all the time. If black people ever focused everything, like we had the funds to send kids to gymnastic class and blah blah and all that, man, we take over everything.
Yeah, because look at the ones who do be the dopest. Simone, they be the ones who got the funds to do it. They be the best at it.
I can see a nigga in the Olympics with Tim's just flipping.
I can't wait to see some dudes
We have to take the stigma off what's corny in our communities. That's what it is. These kids don't even want to do stuff because it's quote unquote corny. So whether it's certain sports or certain academic stuff, they be like, that's corny.
Well, you gotta say, it's like when you broke and can't afford it. Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, probably defense mechanism.
Yeah, defense
probably.
Mechanism.
But also, you should be allowed to bring your flair because some things have certain rules, right? Like I remember watching CC Sabathia is probably the first dude in baseball I saw Vallejo. with the Vallejo, mm-hmm. with the hat brim turned to the side while he was pitching. I was like, oh, he keeping his thing super hood. Like this is a very different take in baseball, you know. But like the same with gymnastics, like them outfits be super whack, bro. No dude want to wear all that. That's how I felt with wrestling with the singlets. I was like,
so what would be a good gymnast outfit for a male?
Like, what, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but
it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much like how skin tight things have to be in gymnastics. I understand why wrestling they had to be tight because people be pulling and yanking on your stuff. I get that on your clothes. But
you're right.
In my neighborhood, a lot of things were considered corny. Like Usher would have been corny coming up.
Well,
like,
Usher wasn't for the
R&B dancing nigga. Yeah. Get out of here, corny ass singing ass.
But I agree. Now that DC said, I agree with DC. I think people just. I can't do it, or I can't. So that's stupid. But meanwhile, if you could do it though, you'd be the first nigga.
First nigga to 40.
7 o'clock.
So I get it. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. That makes a ton of sense. This is dumb.
It's dumb.
The dude playing piano.
But now think about it, even when you see people who like struggle with school, they'd be like, "Oh, this is just stupid anyway." It's like, no,
that was me.
You can't read.
You just can't.
Just say you can't read. Man.
Reading is stupid anyway. Nerd. Oh, look at me. I can read.
You can't read. It's okay.
You don't have the same class.
Yeah, you don't have confidence to read.
I always feel bad for the kids who struggle reading out loud in school.
They could read, they just can't read out loud.
Yeah, they'd be like,
we'd laugh.
That public speaking.
They never want to read out loud again.
I know.
You hear that one?
I definitely
laugh. Can't help it. Yeah. You can't help it. And that pressure gone.
Yeah.
That's what makes me laugh. I want everybody to think about that moment as kids. Right? And I'm talking to the listeners. I want y'all to think about anytime you had to do anything public. We do that every day. Like, we get so much disrespect. Like, people be like, I could be a comedian.
No.
Think about all the times you had to public speak or somebody giggled at you or you felt stupid and you folded. We do it every single day. And y'all think you could just do this. People always say, I could do stand-up. No,
like
you can't.
You had to go to
You couldn't even deliver
class.
Your report in 10th grade. Like, no, you can't.
In front of hundreds of
in front
people.
Of strangers.
Strangers.
No, you cannot.
Don't know.
I'm pretty funny.
You gotta
get
make, up there. You got to make a room full of people like you.
Man.
In a short amount of time.
You got maybe 30 seconds. 30
seconds. You got 30 seconds to make 300
and
people.
And dig yourself out of your own fumbles when you do mess up. And like all that kind of stuff.
It's crazy when
and
you
And y'all folded over a... Y'all folded.
I shortened a couple reports because somebody was like,
I'll be like, we are so.
And then California. Let me go sit down.
You let them get the full laugh out.
that's the end of my report.
And people be like, I can do stand up. No, you can't, man. We're so disrespected. I can do that. All right.
But, dog, great people make. Hard things look easy, dog.
Exactly.
Like you're supposed to. That's something. Yeah. When I watch, the only thing is like sports wise, the only thing I'm like, I can't do that. Like when I watch anybody make something like watching Ja Morant
do what he does.
Do what he does.
It's great.
Watching Steph.
I'd be like,
oh, I can't.
Nah.
But then there's people on the internet be like, well, if I had. You know, if my dad was no, bro.
No, bro.
No.
Yeah. Josh, no.
There's a lot of great basketball players that. In practice, they killed, but they would never show up at a game.
Oh, yeah. I know
when
a lot
the audience
of
is on, watching you and cussing you.
That would me sometimes. Been in the game confused.
The dude in practice that don't miss no shots, then game
fucking
time.
Up on the plays.
I had a teammate. He had the best jumper I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, in practice, I hated playing him like next point wins, that kind of stuff, because you know you had to run because he wasn't going to miss. But in the games,
wouldn't
not
do
dying.
It.
Yeah.
It looked great. Perfect form and everything on the release.
I had to mess with him. Never I wonder why. I had to mess with you, bro.
Are there comedians like that who do great at open mics, but get on stage and just...
Yeah, most of them. I don't like
a lot
touché.
Of
comedians who great
at open mics. Touche.
Most of them.
I don't see a lot of comedians who do great
no,
at open
some
mics.
Comedians
there's a lot of comedians
mics.
That I be dying laughing at open mics.
Open mics
and on real like shows, they are terrible.
Yeah.
We don't, but we quote them in the group chat a lot, bro. They funny in open mics and bomb.
I know most people will be average on mics, be average everywhere else.
Man, it'd be making me laugh, bro. And it just be certain stuff. Like, I remember, there's open mic jokes I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shows, though, you'd be like, nah.
There's certain stuff. I mean, even, not to say he's bad, but even, what's his dude name? Richie Lacy, when he do the kaboom. Remember
kaboom,
that guy?
Yeah.
Kaboom. That wouldn't work in a comedy crowd.
Yeah. To me, like, I have you pay an for open it. Mic legend. Dominique Purdy was the open mic legend to me. He used to kill
all the time.
You know, it was dope. Boom Shakalaka was really good.
For real?
Yeah, Boom Shakalaka at the Comedy
I've never
store.
Seen him do stand up.
That's his name?
Boom Shakalaka.
Yeah, yeah. You had to know Boom.
Yeah, you had to know Boom.
I might know him, but I didn't know his name was Boom Shakalaka.
Boom Shakalaka.
Man, I saw Boom. Was he naked? There was one day I was at the store. Was he wearing a diaper or something, bro? It was,
Boom,
you remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
bro,
he's
wearing
different.
No, it was like one day, it was like, oh, something, he's on something right now. It was
Is
like,
he the
oh,
one that used to show up in the bathrobe all the time?
No, that's
Teron.
Teron, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not but Boom. Boom, I remember Boom when I first moved to LA and we were trying to sign a list for the open mic and he the only person that had a pen. He wouldn't share his pen with nobody. Everybody was like, we got it. He was like, nope, nobody signed a list. He's the only nigga name on the list.
That's hilarious.
There's like 30 of us out there. I was like, you're not going
to
share
it. They still got that dumbass system where everybody just scraps and there's like a hall
so
feed.
I guess it just went back to that. And I was like, cause I was trying to go up to the store because they was doing emails.
Uh-huh.
And then they just, I hit up the person I know up there. I was like, yo, I'm going to get on the list or whatever. They was like, they're going back to the. Go up and sign up. I was like,
oh, for real? Yeah, back to that? Okay.
They bring that list to everybody's like, yeah. I was like,
yeah. Nice, yeah, Boom had the pen.
Remember, when people started hating, like, you know, you rolling with your squad, you putting five names. Y'all can't be putting seven names down because they're getting further along. Yeah. It's like, hey, man.
I mean, man, you ain't got no friends.
Yeah, you know, we've been waiting here.
Yeah, we've all been waiting. Get your ass out
be
the
like,
way.
You're not funny anyway, bro. Move. That's what used to make me mad. The people who was like complaining the most, I'm like, you're not going to make. Just let us sign up and work on this stuff. We have a show.
Stuff, yeah.
Like, I don't want to be like this, but you like stop, bro.
He's like, come on.
You're like, yeah, you're here every week. You bomb every week. Like, come on. Like, let me just do this.
It's about consistency.
I got shit to work on. But it'd be some open mic. I remember the funniest open mic joke I ever heard. It's completely stupid. It is an immature ass
Say
joke.
It.
But this dude, and I wish I knew his name so I can give him his credit. It was a white dude. I was in San Diego, and I was doing an open mic after the show. I was like, I'll stick around and work on some new shit because they had a crowd still there.
Yeah.
This man said, I was messing with this girl one time and I asked her for a BJ, a blowjob.
Uh-huh.
She said, I don't do BJs, but I can give you a HJ. And he said, I don't want an HJ unless HJ stands for a blowjob. Bro, I could not stop laughing. Like, I laughed.
A blowjob.
A blowjob. And, like, I still say that to this day. Like, I'll say it to Gotti. I'll say, like, that shit made me laugh. It was so stupid, bro. A blowjob. And I could not stop laughing. And I'll never forget that. Like, the whole room exploded. Like, it was so dumb that everybody laughed, bro.
Though, bro.
It's so funny.
I don't want an HJ.
It stands for a blowjob. Like, that man was like, I want my dick sucked. Like, that's it.
That's what dude, I think I told this story when dude was, I was at open mic. What was that club? What was that spot on Melrose? The pizza parlor.
Marty's?
Not Marty's.
That's what's that, what's his name used to host?
Yeah.
PJ?
I'm not doing
PJ. Wait, the pizza parlor on Melrose.
It was a pizza parlor and you go in the back. Sal's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Sal's comedy
hole.
What's his name?
They used to do shows there.
I'm thinking of Michael DeBay.
Yeah. I think Michael did a room with Sal's Comedy Hall.
They used to do shows at Sal's, though.
Yeah. You go, you walk, first is a pizza or Italian restaurant, and you walk to the back.
Yeah.
It's like the whole show.
They did have mics there, too.
Yeah, they had mics there on
Tuesdays. Wasn't that Smiley's room?
Nah, that was on Sunset.
No.
No,
PB Smiley was on by Diddy's.
Oh, yeah, he was by the
Wasn't that a pizza shop, too?
No, his was like a little bar or something.
That's the one, like, in the restaurant or whatever?
Yeah, PB Smiley.
All that shit. Man.
But Sal's dude walks on stage. I think I told this story on here, so if I tell it again, I'm getting old. But he goes, yeah, first line. Yeah, so I just got back from getting my dick sucked.
Wow.
That's the first thing out of his mouth. And a dude from the back was like, yeah, probably from some dude. And he was like, does it fucking matter? The whole part of the story is I just got my dick sucked.
Yo, that's hilarious, bro.
He's like, it doesn't matter who it was from. I was cracking up, bro.
Lean into that.
That's hilarious. That's a funny leaner.
Does it fucking matter?
That's a funny leaner, bro. Well, people be funny, and it's just that stage again in front of that crowd and everything. Because some people were so comfortable at open mics because they're there all the time, they see their friends.
Yeah.
That stage and that crowd and them strangers
that
is a different
stage
beat.
And people who paid.
Yeah, and lights
money,
on, and your peers is around. You know, they watching you and all. That's a
I got
different
very
energy.
Lucky because when I started, this Club and Comedy Connections, where I started, they did the open mic before the show. So my first get up ever was in front of a crowd. Like it was like a Wednesday.
My first get down was in front of a big crowd too.
Yeah,
too.
I can't remember if it was Thursday or Wednesday nights, but it was the crowd. I always got the chance to, work it. I never did. Right. I never saw an open mic with comics until I moved to LA. That was wild.
Dude. Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
We didn't have that.
We had a place kind of like that, but the Brainwash Cafe in San
Brainwash.
Fran. But that was still more, it was people there.
It was
there.
People in there.
Was that the laundry?
Yeah, the laundry.
They just washed their clothes.
Yeah, people was there. People was there. It was just
but
a lot
straight
of comics.
Yeah. I didn't see that till I got there.
Performing in a laundromat seemed wild.
Oh, it was crazy.
And it worked out.
Yeah, we did laundromats, coffee shops.
But the laundromat said,
does it get more difficult when you can't see the people, when it's just the bright light and you just hear people, or a laundromat
in
where
the
you
beginning,
actually see everybody's face?
Early on, it's tough because
comedy when you can see everyone is just weird, period.
Because I would think a laundromat when you could see everybody if they're not laughing or not.
Yeah.
But a theater is just bright light in your face and you hear voices. You might see three or four.
How did you know if they're laughing or not? You see enough.
Yeah.
You can see the front.
You can feel it.
Yeah. I like the feeling of the bigger theaters, people. But seeing, I don't need to see you.
I don't like seeing the audience.
Not the whole audience.
I don't mind seeing the audience.
I'm talking about the whole, I like seeing the front row. Maybe I can make eye contact.
But like at the factory, I see everybody. I just can't see the balcony because the lights.
It's very bright
eyes,
in the factory
so
down
low. So I can't
low.
See, but down low, I can see everybody.
Yeah. I like looking at the people in their eyes, as many people.
But sometimes seeing that person like coughing, laughing, like here, sometimes.
Yeah.
But then also sometimes just hearing it is funny.
Yeah.
Like when I did, what's
like,
that thing we all did?
Like, who's
for Laugh Mob early.
Laugh Tracks?
No, before that.
Oh,
the hell was that
not
thing called?
Off the chain, but Aspire TV.
Yeah, what was that thing called?
I did. I just looked at my clip the other day.
What was that called? I can't remember.
Me look it up.
I mean, when I did it, it was a dude, I couldn't see him, but all I could hear was that, when you take a breath and laugh again, and it's on my clip, the clip that's on Sirius XM and everything, it's in the clip, but he goes, and then laughs again, like it makes me laugh and like it's on the thing. I couldn't stop laughing because I didn't know who was doing it, but his laughter and him doing that was making everybody else laugh more, and I was like, I low-key like that.
That's better,
like not being able to see who's doing it, but he's just laughing hella hard.
I want to know what the name of that show was now.
Bro, I can't remember. I remember that was my first ever thing, and I can't
like
remember
my
the
second
name.
TV thing.
Aspire
I always
TV.
Was thinking about because now a lot of people do crowd work, and I was like, I get that in a nightclub, but in a theater, do you see the people to do?
They probably haven't bring the house lights up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw Russell Peters today. He had the lights up.
I watched Nate. Nate does it really cool. I think he has a camera on the crowd. Oh, no, he has a projector, and he'll be pointing to put him on that person so the people in the audience can see the projector and can point him out on that.
At Matt Rife's show, I went when he was in Vegas, and the backlighting and stuff was so bright, you could see the crowd. Like, the house lights was down. Uh-huh. But, the big Matt Rife thing behind it was so bright that it shined a light on the crowd so he could see whoever he needed to talk to.
Oh, for real?
So the house lights was down, but it's just, the backdrop was so bright.
Okay.
You could see whoever you need to see.
I don't like the crowd work specials.
I haven't watched them.
It's not even about how funny it is. Yeah. I appreciate people do great crowd work. Right. I appreciate that. But then I go, hey man, are you like, where's the craft? Like, where's the crafting of the set? Where's the crafting of your story? Where's the,
The thing about
there's an art.
Right, I feel you.
But there's an art to crowd work.
Which is great. Which I'm not dissing
the crowd
work.
Special is it's no matter what, whether it is or not, it's going to come off as staged.
I believe it is staged. Because you can't go and just do an hour.
So
on television,
that's the only thing.
With no preparation.
Yes.
You can. I think it would be way. Well, me and Keon were talking
it's gonna
about
be
it.
Edited to perfection.
No, but I'm saying if go raw. Like, go with the. Let the crowd see everything. Let them see when the shit's not funny, when it doesn't work out, when you run into when someone in the audience says something funnier than you.
But you're never going to get that.
Right.
That would
be dope if you did it that way.
I'm thinking about the person paying you. If I'm paying for an hour worth of material, you ain't gonna wing it, bro. I need to know it's gonna hit, and I'm gonna get my money.
No, but what if when they present it as it's gonna be a crowd work special? They know what they're coming for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Which, like, I get it. I mean, it's like.
But if you're gonna do that, I don't want none of it set up. I want it all just real, all raw.
I actually
don't put the
watch
goofy
a special
in the front.
If you bombed for a whole hour, I'd watch that special.
Well, what do you mean? You just have that. To go watch it.
Me too.
You can watch that now.
Really?
Yeah, they're out there.
You can go watch that right now. Yeah, it's with some famous people. Mm-hmm. You can go watch that right now.
I heard Joe Rogan's is terrible.
That's what I heard too. I've been hearing that through the grapevine.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't watched it, but I heard it's bad.
It.
Yeah.
You can definitely go watch some bad specials. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, bombing.
Yeah.
Like the whole time.
I want to see
where it's so bad you're laughing at how bad it is.
You have to do like lightweight. There was points in Richard Pryor's Live and Smoking where he was taking an L.
He reshot that.
Yeah, he was taking an L and it was like, ooh. He released it.
He had to reshoot the. Mm-hmm.
No, he reshot the Live on Sunset.
Yeah.
Is it the first one? He bombed.
Yeah.
Live on Sunset was.
Yeah.
He reshot it.
They said that first set was like. Is he gonna go back out? Is he gonna do the other one? And then it's the second one. He just delivered everything
because he went and got it on his stuff.
He went and took some of that sugar.
Yeah, he got his stuff.
You know,
Try to be clear headed the first set.
Yeah. Deliver right.
That's why I never wanted to be a person who had to have a drink on
stage.
I was like, nope, I'm going up raw every time.
Raw,
because I'm never gonna be that person that if I don't have my drink. I'm gonna be bum a bum, or if I don't have my clutch, crutch, whatever it is, you know, nope. I just want to be up there and whatever happens.
High up the jokes.
Dion asked me this question a while ago. He asked, "What's the thing that you would contribute to stand up to push it further?" Right, and then we had this debate because I was like, "We even have a bunch of drones in there." I was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "I don't need." I was like, "Stand up is great with the stand, the stool, and the crowd." But he was like. No. He was like, there's all this technology. There's all this other stuff. He's like, you and your career, if you had whatever you need to do, he's like, what is something you would do to push stand up to into the future? Like, what would you do to make it different that's like game changing into the future? If you did like a special or something like that. So here's what my answer is.
They're kind of doing it with these little.
The crowd work stuff?
Because they're
text messages popping up and stuff. They're dropping.
That's what he was talking about. I forgot who it was.
They're maybe Hassan Instagram.
Clips. Yeah, these cats are dropping specials.
I think so.
In clips.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time you watch like a Nate Jackson joke or Matt Rife joke, that joke gets enough views, like a special, that a special would get on it.
Yeah. But I'm talking about for a whole hour. If you did a DC hour, this is what we were talking about. Because he was talking about Hassan, I think it was Hassan Minhaj, and he was like, he did his like a day. He's like, okay, this came up, and then I saw this on Facebook, and he was like, there's like a screen going on.
So I always said, to me, that's more of a one-man show.
I said the same thing. I said, well, that seems like a thing, not necessarily a stand-up.
You know what I would do? Mm-hmm. I would put out the special,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of the special, I would have all the open mics and all the sets I did to make that baby what it is now.
Show them like that.
Mm-hmm. Show them the journey, so that we're not just getting up there where you think it's easy. I'm going to show them the times it bombed. The times I, you know,
do you show the completed
and the journey, and I'd even go back when I started early, where I am now.
Right,
and I would do that. I would show them to make them respect what we do. Like
the art,
you can't just do this shit.
Right,
like the this journey. Is what I'd had to do to,
so you show
to make
the evolution
this.
Within
yeah,
that
the
special
evolution of
like,
this,
yeah.
And then even in the back, be like, hey, bro, add it. You know, I would show them like really what's really happening.
Even how the joke worked. Because you
one
said
time
something
and,
different.
Right.
Or your inflection of your voice changed at certain parts.
Yeah. And I would show them the orders, our set list order. Sometimes you need to put this joke before that one because you can ride that wave off the other one and connects and all that. Just the art of it.
Yeah.
I'm
so
glad
can see,
you said that. I've just been working this joke about you don't need a plan 9 months for a baby. I said it's a baby, not a bank heist, right? The different ways I've been playing with, like, it's a baby, not a bank heist. It's a baby. Not a bank heist. It's like there's so many
there's levels
ways.
Of tone and what how you say it.
I go like there's different ways, and I was like, you got to see which one hits. I go like there's if you're gonna hit that punch, there's a difference in there.
The speed
it
in
might
which you
get
talk,
a different laugh.
Yeah, I go like those are very different ways to say that same joke.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it's like those things
like
super
the words
matter.
Are exactly the same.
I would love for people to see the times we do a joke that worked 1,000 times and watch it not work
when it don't work.
And like, and then do it again. Watch them on those nights. We have a show Friday and a show Saturday. Do the exact same set, and it rips Friday the early show.
The same night. Wait, just pick it the next day,
and then show
the
how you
same
lose.
Same night,
and it don't work the next show. And you'd be like, "What? Just murder." Mm-hmm.
And show and how you like, lose confidence in the joke,
and then have to like, bring it back and ask
doing this one. Said the way I used to say it no
like,
more.
This,
it loses steam.
And I had to look back. I'm like, how did I used to do this?
Yeah, do all that shit.
I think I know what I'm gonna do for my first special. I think I'm going to do...
It's a baby, not a baby.
Yeah. If that's how you open it,
that's how you
show.
Gonna open.
Thank you. Good night,
ladies and gentlemen. Chaz Rogers. It's Chaz. A baby, not a baby. Nice. DJ, you just DJ hit it.
That's an interesting
Chaz doing
question.
The worm.
Yeah.
But it's all I say. Anyways, guys.
Oh, look at
that. That's a baby, not a bang.
Tony B in the house. What's up, babe?
I what? Yeah. What's up, man? I what?
He shelved my lantern joke because reaction difference in one night.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, all right, well,
you be like,
it's not that good. That other crowd just gave me a break.
Yeah, you'd be like, they didn't really know what they was watching. You
and you'll try it again, and then you'd be like,
but then sometimes, like Craig said, it is a voice. I was doing this one joke I thought was so funny. It was bombing, like, every time. And then I changed my voice inflection on one of the pieces.
Killed. Yep.
Every time after that. And it was, so I was like, I know this is fun. I'm doing it wrong. It's me.
Yeah.
It's not.
Something's off.
Something's off. And it's not me because I know this is funny.
Yeah.
And then I was saying it.
It's a little
I just
twerk,
wasn't saying
yeah.
it right. And then my dark, I had a dark one I was doing for a real long time, and it was whatever. Mm. I changed the ending. It's been hitting ever since.
Just the way you said it?
No, I had to change my example. So my example the first time, I think, was too much.
Okay.
And then when I changed it to something else that was a little more lighthearted and something that didn't, like, isolate a certain group,
mm-hmm.
then it just started hitting. So all the joke is the same, and it's dark. But just changing that ending, it started popping. And then it's one of those, I do it and lean back, I'll be like, that's how you write a joke.
That's because, how you proud of it?
Because it's, oh, it's.
Oh, it's a little. It's a little
bro,
okay.
It's all over the
but
place.
But that's also the importance of recording your sets.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear them and be like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all over the place. It's,
doing
it's
a dark
tied
joke
into so many things.
And
it's,
making people laugh at something awful just
it's terrible.
Makes me feel so good.
But it's educational.
Mm.
And it's a historical thing. It's got a lot in it. And so after when the big payoff happens, I just lean back and be like, oh, I do this. it's one you can be proud of. Because it ain't goofy. You know what I'm saying? It's you're not supposed to be talking about that. And so even when I did it, I knew it was good. My newest hour,
uh-huh.
I knew it was good when comics was like, this new stuff you're talking about is
yeah,
is layered. And I'm like, bet.
That's what we'll start doing, Craig. We're going to come up with a topic. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have you film it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it on stage off the top and be like, see if it works or if it don't.
I want you to change your voice on the next
yeah.
one.
I'm going to drop
it.
I'm going to drop
it.
It
makes a difference.
Play with it.
I'm
going to
play with it. We'll do that.
That's the fun part about comedy is playing with it. Like, you know, you don't like that? Well,
let me.
you don't like
you
that one?
Up,
yeah,
you
let me.
Where you going to be, DC?
Oh, man, let me get cooking. Go ahead.
You're going to be in Dania Beach.
Is that where we at?
Dania Beach. Yes.
Dania Beach, Florida. That will be September 6th through the 8th.
Yes,
get
sir.
Get your tickets. This week, Dania Beach, Florida.
Yes, and pull up on me at Komodo. That's where I will be enjoying
Komodo.
Great food and yeah.
Yeah, Florida. We coming. Komodo. Florida, we coming, man.
I just remembered what I was
saying.
Dania
Beach,
yeah.
Florida.
It's Komodo.
It's a great food spot. You know, it's great atmosphere. You wouldn't be there.
not your cup of tea.
Yeah. You'd come.
Why can't I go?
Ain't your vibe.
Would I be there judging? I'd be there enjoying myself.
You might lose a couple buttons on your shirt in one of those nights type of deal.
Is it good food?
Were you?
You think good?
I want to go.
The food is fantastic.
I want to go.
It's just not your
sushi.
Just
not your vibe.
What do you mean?
Man?
It's not like, my vibe. I got a different vibe.
This is why you're not invited out, Chad.
People will be handing you keys all night, like yeah, parking. You're like, what? I'm here to eat.
It's not. Yeah. It's just not for you, Chad.
It's not for you. You don't want no part of this shit, do we?
I do. I want to experience Komodo.
You'd be like, this place smells funny. Like, you're just complaining about all the.
It's indoors.
You'd be killing
funny.
The vibe, man.
It smells funny.
I'm not a vibe killer, guys.
Why are you
guys?
Swimming over there like that? It's not a pool. You just mess up everything. Just
you're okay.
You're okay. Just chill, bro. All
right, Jazz. It's not your vibe.
It's not your vibe.
I want to go.
Why am I the only one reading in here? Get.
Get out of here.
Why am
go.
I the only one reading?
Go sit in the car.
FaceTime with my daughter. Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Keon.
So this one airs. So this Sunday, I'm in Dallas. Get your tickets. Ticket sales are trash. Get
Hyenas.
Your tickets, fill it up. Hyenas, Dallas, man. And then this Thursday, I'm in Baltimore. All right, Emma Goobies, get your tickets for that, man. Turn up. Please. And then 2 weeks from now, the 26th, I'll be in New York, Broadway Comedy Club, one night. And then the 27th and 28th, on that weekend, I will be in DC Comedy Lot, four shows. So pull up for that, man. Get y'all tickets for this stuff, man. I want to start begging
in DC.
I don't want to start begging.
We out.
I got one thing.
Are you gay?
I only got one thing. September 20th, if you're in the LA area, come support me and Deanne on our 100th episode. We'll be at downtown at the Lactose at a, what's this shit called?
And when is it? Y'all going live.
Catch us.
September 20th.
Okay.
DM me, man. Hit me. Come join our live audience for our first ever live show for our 100th episode.
What time is that?
Is that on the weekend?
I call Dion D.L. Lugley. He was like, you're forcing it. And I was like, you're right.
I am.
I'm forcing it.
D.L. Lugley. That's a Friday night.
It's a Friday night.
It's a Friday. Are you doing that night? If you're doing that night, I can do it.
Yeah, Friday night. Yep. Yeah. So that's it.
All right, bet.
Congratulations.
Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next week.
We out.
All right. Let's see. We can squeeze it.